And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys show each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in our downtown studios today. Happy New Year. Welcome back. We are happy to be looking into 2013. There's a lot going on right now, and one of the things that's going on is we've got three more bowl games to go, and it's a great opportunity to get out in your backyard and grill up some snacks and things. But right now, Bob, we've got a special guest on the grilling line, don't we?
Yeah, that's right. When I want to know something about football, I can go, because I have the luxury of knowing this gentleman, I can go to the ultimate source of football, and that is, in my book, Dick Vermeil. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, good to talk to you. You're in sunny Florida?
No, I'm back. I'm in Pennsylvania right now, but the sun is shining, believe it or not.
Nice. Probably got a couple deer running in your backyard then.
Yeah, I have a son out there hunting right now.
Good. Is that David?
Yes, that's David.
All right. Cool. Well, I just wanted to get your take on a couple of these bowl games. The GoDaddy, of course, tomorrow with Kent State and Arkansas. What's your read on that one?
You know, I don't follow college football well enough anymore to be an authority on the college games. You know, I don't want to disappoint you, but I want to tell you the truth.
Uh-huh.
You know, I just don't. So it's tough for me to...
I'm not going to ask you for anything terribly technical. Okay, but what's your gut telling you for Notre Dame and the Crimson Tide?
Well, I'd say Alabama. I just, you know, yeah. It's not that I don't have respect for what Notre Dame has done and all that kind of stuff, but I just think Alabama's been there, done it. They know how to play in those games. You know, that experience helps a lot. You know, many of them have learned to play their best at the right time, but yet play with poise, you know, because they've been there. And I think that's going to give them an edge in this big game.
Now, you were coaching a bowl game last year when we talked to you. You were out in the San Francisco area, I think, doing the NFL Bowl.
Yeah, the NFL Players Association game actually played in Southern California, out in the Los Angeles area. It's going to be on television at 3:00 on ESPN2 on January 19th. If you're in the East Coast, of course, at 6:00. But we're out there for the week. We leave next Sunday, and then we play the game on the 19th. Did it last year, had a lot of fun, so going back this year.
Yeah, that's excellent. Jop is, first of all, and also I got your invite to your fundraiser this year. I will be there with bells on, and very happy to give you a day for your great cause, by the way. And I imagine Rob Russell's going to be accompanying me, so...
I hope so. He's the king of barbecue, and I've been communicating with him because I gave my great big giant good one to some professional barbecue people, and I'm downsizing, you know, to a smaller Goodwin barbecue, and I'm just waiting to make the final decision.
Oh, so you want a Marshall now? You had the rodeo. Yeah, that is kind of big.
Oh, it's big for just two people, and I don't use it for large groups as much as I thought I would.
Right.
I love it, but I just want to downsize to the Marshall or another one they've come out with just recently that I'm thinking about too.
Oh yeah, the oven, the built-in unit. That'd be great. I still love the story of I don't know who it was at your first outing that I went to for you, of the guys talking about walking out on the back deck and and you just came walking out of this cloud of smoke like some kind of god. They were so amazed by your barbecue skills, because here you come walking through this cloud of smoke with a big tray of meat in your hands. And I think there's nothing that gets guys more excited than seeing their buddy come up with a big tray of meat anyway.
But, no question. Yeah.
Coach, cool. There's one thing that does get me excited, and that is Vermeil wines. And I'm wondering, how did the crop come in this fall, and what can we look forward to from your winery?
Well, the 2012 vintage and crop appears to maybe be the best since we've been in business. You know, and our 2008 and 9 vintages now are winning some awards, you know, because they've matured in the bottle and all of those kind of things. But our 2011 is disappointing. It was a bad year and everything, and we may not even end up bottling it. We may sell it off to wine people that buy the cheap wine and barrel it under and bottle it under different labels. But the 2012 looks to be an outstanding vintage, and of course it won't be bottled until, you know, 2014 or so. But we're excited about that one.
Well, you know, I think you should hire us to do a remote from out there.
Yeah.
We could just,
yeah, you bet.
Couldn't we take Vermeil 1 out there and just, you know, swing and pick us up and do that gig? All right. Listen, Coach, always good talking to you. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in June.
Hey, I look forward to it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. All right, that is Coach Dick Vermeil.
Always a lot of fun to talk to Coach. He's a 76-year-old guy that is still very young at heart. And,
yeah, he looks better than I do, that's for sure.
Loves to hang out with his buddies and grill some of those stories. I've not had the pleasure of being out there. Bob, you go out with some of your manufacturers, I know, and hang out with them. But that is, I can just envision him coming, opening up that big Marshall Goodwin smoker, and that thing just burps a big old bellow of smoke, and he grabs a meat off it and comes walking through. That's almost like a movie, man.
Oh, yeah. When you're talking to football legends like Frank LeMasters and Vince Papale and these guys that go to this thing every year, and these legends are looking up to their coach who comes walking off the deck, you know, this smoke-filled deck, and he just comes walking through like a battle scene. Anyway, that's funny stuff. So, enough of that Philadelphia Eagles talk.
Yeah, but you know what? It is good. There again, that's another old friendship that you rekindled during the holidays. We were talking about that earlier in the show. Make sure that you stay in touch with the people that you really enjoy hanging out with, because you never know when your last opportunity. And I don't want to bring it down, but
yeah,
that's just a great reminder.
Yep.
Just a great reminder. But
this cold I got could have taken me out. I'll tell you, there's several times, day after day after day, laying there in pain, just thinking, all right, where's my pistol? I'm just going to end it right now.
Yeah, your pistol from Alan Bob's. Right. I remember that one.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's all good. Everything's good. You're listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL. We're live and local in downtown Grand Rapids. The sun's shining. Got a few of our buddies out there on the ice doing a little ice fishing. I only got one word for that is, or actually two words, be careful. Please, just be careful out there. The ice is thin. It's great fishing this time of year. The guys that are getting out seem to be slamming the fish, but, you know, they're in the fish on earth worth swimming for. So, you know, just make sure that if you're going out there, be safe, guys.
You're absolutely right. You know, a guy just died yesterday in Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay, don't be pushing it. No,
it isn't worth it.
It's just forming.
Right.
The currents are still warm in those lakes. So even though you find 2 or 3 inches where you're at, guess what? 3 foot over, there could be still a good warm current flowing through there, and you could be an inch of ice.
Right.
You're going in, man. That 45-degree water is going to shut you right down.
Yeah.
So even if you can find that hole that you fell through, you're going to be able to move.
Yeah, and you got to wallow back out. And there's a whole thing that we could talk about there as well. But coming up next, we're going to throw a little of potato skins on the grill, and I'm going to talk about my grillema that I had this week. And we're going to be right back. You're listening to The Grilling Guys.
Barracuda. Oh. I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.